In the year 1059 this had been changed. By a decree of Pope Nicholas II, the principal priests and deacons of the churches in and around Rome were organized into the so-called College of Cardinals, and this gathering of prominent churchmen, the word cardinal meant principal, was given the exclusive power of electing the future popes. In the year 1073, the College of Cardinals elected a priest by the name of Hildebrand, the son of very simple parents in Tuscany, as pope, and he took the name of Gregory VII. His energy was unbounded. His belief in the supreme powers of his holy office was built upon a granite rock of conviction and courage. In the mind of Gregory, the pope was not only the absolute head of the Christian Church, but also the highest court of appeal in all worldly matters. The pope, who had elevated simple German princes to the dignity of emperor, could depose them at will. He could veto any law passed by duke or king or emperor, but whosoever should question a papal decree, let him beware, for the punishment would be swift and merciless. Gregory sent ambassadors to all the European courts to inform the potentates of Europe of his new laws, and asked them to take due notice of their contents. William the Conqueror promised to be good, but Henry IV, who since the age of 6 had been fighting with his subjects, had no intention of submitting to the papal will. He called together a college of German bishops, accused Gregory of every crime under the sun, and then had him deposed by the Council of Worms.